In more ways than one, the honeymoon is over for the new president of France. Nicolas Sarkozy wants to change the way the French do business. He gets some resistance this week when transportation workers stage a strike. Utility workers are also staying home along with postal employees. The plan by workers to walk out comes amid rumors that the president's wife is walking out too. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris. And Eleanor, I have to ask, when you're moving around Paris, which story gets more conversation started, this impending strike or the president's marriage?
Well, definitely the president's marriage.
And what is happening here? What is the news?
Well, the news is his wife, Cecilia Sarkozy, hasn't been seen officially with him since Bastille Day, and that was in July. And she's missed a whole string of other appointments, let's say like the lunch with President George Bush and his wife, Laura, that took place this summer. She didn't go back to Bulgaria, where the whole country was waiting for her to honor her with the top prize for helping free the nurses from Libya. So she's just sort of missing in action, and French reporters have been on her tail a bit, and she's been spotted in Geneva at a luxury spa. So everyone is asking, where is Cecilia?
Well, there's a French paper that reported that they were getting divorced. There's a French magazine now today saying that they actually went to court. But what is the official statement from the president's office, or from his wife, for that matter?
No comment. On Monday, there was a press conference by a spokesperson. He was peppered with questions, and it was no comment, no comment. So officially, there's been no reaction. This story is the undercurrent of everything. Everyone is talking about it in the streets. It's in the papers. It's not on the front page of the main newspapers yet, but it's in the tabloids. It's being mentioned everywhere, but everyone is sort of waiting for the official comment. Sort of the country's waiting for that second shoe to drop.
How dramatic is their history as a couple?
Well, it is pretty dramatic. They both have former marriages and two children. They went through messy divorces to be together 11 years ago. Actually, they were together 5 years before getting married. And ironically, he married her to her first husband. He was mayor of a small suburb of Paris, and so he was justice of the peace. He married her. But since they've been together, they have a son, and they worked together as a power couple. They were united for a long time, but in 2005, they split. And there's this picture, this infamous picture of her with her lover in New York that made it to the cover of Paris Match. And that was kind of a scandal. So they did have a split. And then all of a sudden, he's campaigning for president, and they're back together again. So they've been together since he was president, but it has been really weird. She came out, as a first lady in the beginning, sort of, with this big trip to Libya to free the Bulgarian nurses. That was her big thing. But she hasn't really acted like a first lady. She's been missing much of the time, and she's sort of kept the country wondering.
Does this, well, you could call it social news, but does it end up actually affecting the politics and the policies of France?
Well, actually, I've heard several analysts say this could be dangerous for the country because he's really dependent on her. I mean, when he talks about her, you can tell he's a man truly in love, and people say he's dependent and that he's been irritable and restless lately. And so this is supposed to have a huge effect on his psyche, so it's a big moral blow to him. And so people are a little bit worried that if he becomes unstable, well, what will happen to the country?
Fascinating New Yorker profile not long ago that described her at one point in his career as being an extremely close advisor, almost like Hillary Clinton was to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. She has been.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, where newspapers are following rumors of a possible breakup of the presidential first couple, even as the country prepares for a likely strike later this week.